When the tanned skins are taken out of the pit, they are well dried and rolled. After this has been done, we no longer call them skins, but leather. To finish the leather, it must be curried. This is done by rubbing into its pores as much oil and tallow as they will hold. If we want the leather to be black, we must mix some lamp black with the tallow. Leather is light, tough, flexible, and waterproof, and because it has these properties, it is the very best material for making boots and shoes. For this purpose, leather made from the skins of cattle is used. These large skins are called hides. The thickest parts of the hide of the cow are used for the soles of boots. The thinner skin of the calf gives us the lighter leather which we want for the uppers. The skin of the pig makes the best leather for saddles. The goat skin produces the beautiful leather called Morocco, which is used for binding books and for making slippers. The skins of many small animals, such as the kid, the dog, and the lamb, are made into gloves. The skins of sheep and of dogs are not tanned with oak bark, but are soaked in alum water instead. Before glass was in common use, bottles were often made of the skins of animals, and such bottles are still used in eastern lands. Clothes for men and boys were often made of leather in the olden days, and as you can fancy, these clothes lasted a very long time. In fact, the tanned skins of animals are so useful that it has been a saying or proverb in Great Britain for hundreds of years, there's nothing like leather.